Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you. We praise you for the great I am that you are, our Creator, our Father, God of everything, your grace, your love, and your mercy. Thank you for that, Father. Thank you for your forgiving nature. And we know your patience does have a limit. And I thank you for holding back yet as you wait for your children to come home. Thank you, Father, for all that you provide to us, for the natural resources and for allowing us as a free people to work and nurture the land and bring forth bounty, life. Protect us, Abba Father. We are in such troubling times here. Guide us, make us a bold and courageous people. Grant us your wisdom. May we be strong yet loving. May we stand in you as a people, free. We know we cannot be independent until we are dependent on you, Father. I thank you for this nation, and I ask, Father, that you use me. Make me one of the brave who stand up and speak out for you, my God, and for justice in my country. And bless CSC Talk Radio, Father. May we truly be the voices that bring America home, back to you. May we be a people. May I be a person who hungers and thirsts after your righteousness. May we be God chasers. Bless today's show. Bless CSC Talk Radio. Bless all those who are listening, my advertisers and my sponsors, Father, and may they be blessings one to another. Grow us here at CSC Talk Radio, Father, that we might better glorify you. And for such a time as this, I bow and I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The land of the free and the home of the brave. While those are words in our national anthem, it would appear today that there is no freedom, and private land ownership is frowned upon, unless you're one of the elite, you know, the left elite communists who are running this country. And sadder yet, where are the brave? Land ownership was what made America unique and prosperous. Our founding father spoke about it like this. This is from William Blackstone. So great, moreover, is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community. And Thomas Jefferson said, whenever there is, in any country, uncultivated land and unemployed poor, it is clear that the laws of property have been so far expended as to violate natural right. What do we have here in the United States? We have the CRP, we have land banks, lands laying idle and controlled by government, yet we have great poverty in this nation. Think about that for just a little bit as to what that means, what that truly is. George Mason put it this way, all men are created equally free and independent and have certain inherent rights of which they cannot, by any compact, deprive or divest their posterity, among which are the enjoyment of life and liberty with the means of acquiring and possessing property and pursuing and obtaining of happiness and safety. Ayn Rand put it this way. Now, she's not a founding father, but she was a very wise woman. Without property rights, no other rights are possible. Think about that. Since man has to sustain his life by his own effort, the man who has no right, the man has no right to the product of his effort, has no means to sustain his life. The man who produces while others dispose of his product is a slave. And Noah Webster, in all his wisdom, in what then does real power consist? The answer is short and plain: in property. That was by Noah Webster, an examination of the leading principles of the federal Constitution. He also said this in that same document, and that was back in 1787. The liberty of the press, trial by jury, the habeas corpus writ, even Magna Carta itself, although justly deemed the palladia of freedom, are all inferior considerations when compared with a general distribution of real property among every class of people. He goes on, the power of entailing estates is more dangerous to liberty and republican government than all the constitutions that can be written on paper, or even than a standing army. Let the people have property, and they have power. Excuse me. A power that will forever be extended to prevent a restriction of the press, an abolition of trial by jury, or the abridgment of any other privilege. Again, that was Noah Webster. Excuse me. Well, this is from Tom DeWeese. He's the founder of the American Policy Center. Private property ownership is much more than a house. It is the root of a prosperous, healthy human society based on the individual's freedom to live a life of his own, gaining from the fruits of his own labor. Take that option away, and the people always react the same way. They stop producing. In Karl Marx's manifesto, it's famous for summing up his theory of communism with a single sentence: abolishment of private property. The Green New Deal is about taking and controlling property. The executive order signed by O'Biden, the installed president, January 27th, the Marxists in our government, plan to take more land and water, 30% more, and I'm betting it doesn't stop there. What do you bet? After one of you sent me a request for the Green New Deal and asked about the Executive Order 14008, I downloaded it. When I began to read it, it was almost humorous to read the drama as they put down their lies on paper. The Executive Order 14008 is titled Tackling the Climate Crisis. Now, we're going to head into a break here shortly, so I'm going to put a stop to that for just a minute. And when we come back, I'm going to dramatically read to you the first two paragraphs out of that executive order. And I think you can see exactly what it is they're up to. They spread their lies about climate change so that they can have the ability and talk you into the government becoming bigger. And when the government becomes bigger, you become smaller. They become richer, you become poorer. We're not in this together, my friends. The Marxists that are leading this country are going to try and take everything from you. So, as I ask in the first part of the show, where is the brave? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking about property rights. Property rights matter. And we will be right back. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyers and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I plan on doing a series on property rights. This is number one. And tomorrow we have a guest. And Thursday I'm going to have a special show for you. We're going to do a little study of Patrick Henry. But right now, we're talking about property rights. Rural America, as I have long said, is under attack. Why? Why is rural America under attack? Well, they want the land. It's about the property, and it's about the control of everything. It's just that simple. If you have not read the Green New Deal, you should. And just for fun, you should read this executive order. It's several pages long, but just in the first paragraph or two, you can see exactly what they're up to. So, bear with me. This is the first paragraph, first two paragraphs, in the executive order of 14008. I'm going to do this dramatically, okay? The United States and the world face a profound climate crisis. We have a narrow moment to pursue action at home and abroad in order to avoid the most catastrophic impacts of that crisis and to seize the opportunity that tackling climate presents. Domestic action must go hand in hand with the United States international leadership aimed at significantly enhancing global action. Together, we must listen to science and meet the moment. By the authority vested in me as president by the Constitution and the laws of the United States to America. It is hereby ordered as follows. And then it goes into all of the details of what they want to do. And, of course, within that is the 3030 program.
Does it actually say ordered as follows? Hereby
yes.
Ordered as
follows? Hereby ordered as follows. It's an edict from the king, Rudy.
Sounds like
the edict
it.
From the king. Seizing the opportunity. You hear that a lot. Remember Jim Clyburn, when he was speaking of the Democrat stimulus bill, he says it's a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision. Well, part one of the executive order, putting the climate crisis at the center of United States foreign policy and national security. Now, you got to understand, there's no crisis on the border, no national security issue there as foreigners by the hundreds of thousands of illegals are crossing our borders. And yes, they are illegals. Congress actually passed laws against such of what they are doing. Part two in the executive order is titled, Taking a Government-Wide Approach to the Climate Crisis. A government-wide approach should make you shiver where you are. The subtitle later in that says, Use of the Federal Government's Buying Power and RIO Property and Asset Management. Later it says, Securing Environmental Justice and Spurring Economic Opportunity. It would seem there's a lot of opportunity for the government to seize when they create crises. Have you ever noticed that? Property rights. How important is that? I was recently reading a series from the American Policy Center, that is Tom DeWeese. I thought it would be a good series for us to look at, to study. I have invited Tom to join us. I haven't heard back from him yet. In the few weeks to come, and we'll dig even deeper, and I'm going to have Margaret Byfield back, and we're going to talk more about what you can do to fight back against this executive order and the 3030 program, another opportunity of seizing, according to the executive order 14008. Let me share the series with you that is written by Tom DeWeese. And remember, I quoted him earlier, and his quote is, Private property ownership is much more than a house. It is the roof of a prosperous, healthy, human society based on the individual's freedom to live a life of his own, gaining from the fruits of his own labor, and take that option away, and the people always react the same. They stop producing. You can visit AmericanPolicy.org, and he is a non-for-profit organization, and he could use all the donations he can get. If you'll remember, property is more than land. Mindy Patterson, and she will be my guest here coming up soon, and she has often told us that your animals, which she fights the animal, radical animal rights activists, but your animals are property. Your doggies, your pets, your cattle, your horses, whatever it is you have, they're your property. Well, part one with Tom DeWeese, and he's got it titled, Why Private Property Matters. Number one is prosperity, stability, and freedom. He says most Americans tend to think of private property simply as a home, the place where the family resides, store their belongings, and find shelter and safety from the elements. It's where you live. It's yours because you pay the mortgage and the taxes. Most people don't give property ownership much more thought than that. Now think about that when you buy a house. There was a time when property ownership was considered to be much more. Property and the ability to own and control it was life itself. This great economist, John Locke, whose writings and ideas had major influence on the nation's founders, believed that life and liberty are secure only so long as the right of property is secure. It meant a lot to these founding fathers. John Locke advocated that if property rights did not exist, then the incentive for any industrious person to develop and improve property would be destroyed, that the industrious person would be deprived of the fruits of his labor. The marauding bands would confiscate by force the goods produced and others, and that mankind would be impelled to remain on a bare subsistence level of hand-to-mouth survival because the accumulation of anything of value would invite attack. Think about what we're experiencing now in this world, in this nation. Do you remember AOC talking about all the property? They believe that government should own everything. Everything. And they will redistribute it accordingly. Now, I'm fairly certain they're not going to take, is it Zuckerberg that has the hundreds of thousands of acres now? What do you think he's going to do with that?
No, that's Bill Gates.
It's Bill Gates,
yeah,
excuse
Bill Gates.
Me. Thank you. Let's go back to his article here. He says, one only has to look to the example of the former Soviet Union to see clearly what happens to a society when an outlaw government exercises brute force to take control of private property. Under the tyrannical government, each of Locke's predictions came true. Throughout its history, the Soviet government excused its every action under the banner of equality for all. What are we hearing from ours right now with AOC and Biden and Sanders? There were no property rights, no freedom of enterprise, and no protections of individual actions. Instead, the Soviet government enforced redistribution of wealth schemes, confiscating homes from the rich and the middle class. Now, the rich that they will go after here in this country won't be Nancy Pelosi or Joe Biden or Hunter Biden or Obama. No, that's not the ones they're going to go after. They're going to go after those that are conservative, like Donald Trump. And the gentleman that owns the Home Depots and those rich people. Those are the ones they're going to go after, the conservatives. He goes on and he says, the same basic redistribution schemes of the Soviets were later used by Zimbabwe. Former dictator Robert Mugabe to destroy the agriculturally rich African nation. Now that it is rich, the land. So he confiscated farmland owned by white farmers and gave it to friends of his corrupt government, most of whom had never seen a farm. The result was an economic disaster, widespread poverty and hunger in a land that had once fed the continent. The nation of South Africa is now following the murderous footsteps of Robert again as it attacks white farmers, taking their property, and again putting it in the hands of those who know nothing about running a farm. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Property rights matter, and we will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. That's 800-296-1213.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Property rights matter. Property matters. And I think everybody takes that for granted. And those who only, you know, if you think it's just your house in town or it's this or that, you need to understand it goes much, 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 much deeper. And if we look around, look at history, or even look at current countries, we can see how important it is that the citizens own property. So we just got through talking about what happened in Zimbabwe. And Tom DeWeese goes on to say, he says, Locke warned that human civilization would be reduced to the level of a pack of wolves and cease to exist because of lack of control over your own actions caused fear and insecurity. Private property ownership, Locke argued, brought stability and wealth to individuals, leading to a prosperous society of man. That's because legal ownership of property is the key to productive development. Have you ever wondered why the U.S. government and the USDA started the CRP land where you just let it lay idle? When we have hungry people, not just here in our nation, but around the world, wouldn't they want to encourage you to excite the land and nurture it and grow it and feed people? But that's not what they did. And then, as we talked about the easements. And the government takes control of that. So we can see when the land is laying idle, like Thomas Jefferson predicted, and I'm thinking, wow, they did that back then? As to what? If the government's owning it, it's not working it. Let's go on. He says, private property ownership is the reason the United States became the wealthiest nation on earth, almost overnight. Free individuals using their own land to create commerce and build personal wealth through the equity of their property. They are the root of the American success. 60% of early American businesses were financed through the equity of property ownership. And 60% of Americans' jobs were created through those property ownerships in the source of personal, individual wealth for the average American. Clearly, he says, John Locke's warnings have been vindicated. Private property ownership is much more than a house. It is the root of a prosperous, healthy human society based on the individual's freedom to live a life of his own, gaining from the fruits of his own labor. Take that option away and the people always react the same way. They stop producing. That was part one of Tom DeWeese's Why Property Rights Matter. Part two, he's talking about the lost definition of private property rights. The lost definition? How can we lose a definition? Can't you Google that and get that? You know, the lost definition. People just lack the understanding. In this article, he says, in the 1900s, an all-out assault on property rights was well underway, led by a radical environmental movement resulting in massive federal land grabs in the name of conservation. Remember we mentioned the conservation easements? As one can imagine, courts across the nation were flooded with cases of people attempting to defend their property rights from government takings. In the state of Washington, one of the major targets of such program was the state Supreme Court realized it didn't have an adequate definition of property rights to use in considering such cases. That's when the state Supreme Court Justice Richard B. Sanders wrote a Fifth Amendment treatise, which included the following definition of property rights. And here it is. Property in a thing consists not merely in its ownership and possession, but in the unrestricted right of use, enjoyment, and disposal. Anything which destroys any of the elements of property to that extent destroys the property itself. The substantial value of property lies in its use. If the right of use be denied, the value of the property is annihilated and ownership is rendered a barren right. Use of the land is the key, Tom says. Using the land is a productive way beneficial to the owner in what gives the land value. Simply paying the taxes and mortgage while some undefined government entity can rule and regulate how the property is used, according to Justice Sanders, is a barren right that annihilates its value. When you purchase property, how much of the land do you own? What is the depth of the soil? Do you own the water on the land? Do you own the air above it? As property rights expert Dr. Timothy Ball, we all knew him, wrote, all these questions speak to political issues that transcend private, regional, and national boundaries. Nationally and internationally, lack of this knowledge is being exploited by those who seek control. In the beginning of the nation, after the Declaration of Independence and the American Revolution and the signing of the Treaty of Paris with Great Britain, the American people became complete sovereign freeholders in the land with the same prerogatives as the king once had. Now in this new nation, the English king had no further claim to the land and could neither tax nor otherwise encumber it. From that point, Tom says, the United States government acknowledged private ownership by issuing land patents, also called land patents, letter patents, I'm sorry. They were signed by the President of the United States and recorded in the country, in the county record. The land then became the owner's property in a true land title. There were no other claims on the land. Land patents or allodial titles, allodial titles were one of the major motivators of the American Revolution, providing rights to the land free and clear of the liens and encumbrances of the King of England. The allodial titles, The allodial titles are very important. We've talked about them in the past. It's been difficult to find an expert on them, and I kind of went like ting ting when I was reading this, and I thought Tom was a good one to talk to, and we will get him on. He goes on and he says, a land patent is a contract, a document of title, issued by government or state of the conveyance of some portion of land from the public domain to private individuals. According to Black's Law, a land patent contract means the complete and absolute ownership of land, a paramount and individual right of property in land. But, he says, as property expert Ron Gibson has written, the enjoyment of free and clear title allowing owners to own their land without interference from any government, including the government of the United States, didn't last long. Today, this history has been largely ignored by our government. Oh, that's a big surprise. Instead of a land patent or allodial patent issued when one buys property, we are issued a warranty deed. That is not a true title, but rather a color of title. That means you have a partner in the ownership of the land. The partner is the state, which encumbers the property with taxes and liens and all of those things, which simply render you a tenant on that which you should be, which should be your land, your property. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Property rights matter, and they matter bigly. Huge. You need to understand that. If they take it away, what do we have, America? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Join Jason Chavis Tuesday, May 4th for Vitae Foundation's 29th annual pro-life event. Jason is a former congressman and now a Fox News contributor. While serving as representative, Jason rose to chairman of the powerful House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Only the fifth time in 100 years a three-term representative ascended to such a position. Jason is passionate about the value of life, and so is Vitae. Vitae's digital marketing strategies promote a culture of life while connecting women who are facing unplanned pregnancies with life-saving resources at local pregnancy help centers. Don't miss Jason Chavis. May 4th, reserve your seat today for either the luncheon or the dinner event. Go to adsforlife.org. Join Jason Chavez and the VITE Foundation May 4th, Jefferson City at the Capitol Plaza Hotel and Convention Center. Register now before the event sells out. AdsForLife.org.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. That's 800-418-5778.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow 6-piece towel set that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I have told you for a long time, rural America is under attack. I have been following an awful lot of current events, and we have failed to go back and get into the crust of these things. The property rights matter. And that's what Tom DeWeese has devoted his life to. That is what he has done. And he knows what he's talking about, and we're going to have him back on. It's been a long time since we've had him. That's my fault, not his. Well, kind of his. I did send him an email, but I think it went to no man's land. But we have actually got to understand and start standing up. There is a way to get the allodial titles. We've talked about that before. And maybe Tom can give us even a clearer look at that when we get him on the air. But you've got to understand, property is power. So why would they want you to give up your property? I think that's pretty obvious. He goes on and he says, writes Gibson writes, as a result of generations of constructive trust fraud perpetrated against the American people, we've been conned into believing we are owning property when, in fact, and by law, we're only in possession of property, utilizing it as a renter or tenant would. How many times have we said, because of what they've done, we have now become serfs on our own property? So long as we pay our rent, our taxes, and our mortgages, get the licenses, pay the fees, have it insured, regulated, zoned, and permitted, we can still remain in possession. So who has the power of the land? And therein lies the root of the misconception that property is just the place where we live. The government's refusal to acknowledge true property rights has led to a massive destruction of the American system, and is at the root of the creation of the largest reorganization of human society ever attempted. It didn't just happen, these things, under the Obama administration, or just now when we had an election stolen in 2020. It didn't all just happen then. This has been going on for decades and over 100 years. Who is it that let us down? Congress. And they're in bed with the Chamber of Commerce and the big bankers. Allodial titles are what give you your ownership, your true ownership. We have at least two more of these to study. Part three is the growing attack on property rights. And part four that he has written is how to fight back. And I don't know if he's going to come up with a part five and a part six. I just got the part four yesterday. Decided, you know, it's time that we did this. I've been saving them. That it's time that we went back to this, especially with this 14006 executive order. This Biden is not the king. And, of course, Biden didn't write it either. We have Marxists infiltrated into our government system, in the bureaucracy, in our Congress, in the Democrat Party, in the Republican Party. And they have stolen from you, my friends, that which is rightfully yours. And they are going to continue to take as long as we continue to stay, and I'm talking about Beth, ignorant of what we need to do to turn this around. First of all, take care of your own. But don't keep it a secret. Tell others. This is how you can own your property. You need to be signing up for this. You need to go through these steps. You need to understand how important property rights is to a nation and its prosperity. I'm not sure when the laying down of the land started, but I'll bet you could put it hand in hand with poverty. I don't know my history as well as I should. But I believe Thomas Jefferson was correct that whenever there is in any country uncultivated and unemployed poor, it is clear that the laws of property have been so far expended as to violate natural rights. George Mason, the enjoyment of life and liberty and the means of acquiring and possessing property and the pursuing to the obtaining of happiness and safety. Property brings power. Without it, you are just serfs on the land. Let the people have property and they have power. So why would the government want to trick you into believing you own something that you don't own, that they own half of it or most of it, or they will kick you off the land if you don't pay a tax or you don't follow their rules? Why would they do that? Because they want the power. They want the power. Climate change is a hoax. It's not real. But they are using it to take the land. When we started out with the Agenda 21 and the sustainable this and the Endangered Species Act, when we started in with all that, it was all about a grab of the land and power. That they would seize the opportunity and take it away from we the people. Property rights matter. And they matter greatly. Because without property, we the people have no power. We have no way of producing productivity. We the people. You know, it is our right and it is our duty to throw off such governments as they are not just Democrats, but despotisms. Despotisms. They are becoming so tyrannical, it is unreal. And it's not just the Democrats. The Republicans are working with them. They want to keep their power. They want to continue to grow wealthy while the middle class and the poor become more poor, poorer still. They will own the land and you will be the serfs. We will once again be slaves to a king. It's not a single king, it's an oligarchy, a tyrannical government. They open the borders for invasion and they put walls around the people's house to keep you out. Because you understand, they want the power. Property rights matter. We're going to study this a little further here in a near future. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It's going to take all of us to understand and educate ourselves and bring America home. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.